The winged maple leaf mussel is only found in a river in Arkansas and a small stretch of the St. Croix River. Minnesota scientist Mark Hovey and scientist Mark Steingraber with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service at La Crosse have been conducting experiments to identify the ideal host for the maple leaf larva. It's the blue catfish. Steingraber says over many decades, the maple leaf has been able to reproduce itself at a low level by using another catfish as host for its glochidia or larva.
With the knowledge, though, now that the blue catfish is a much, much better host for the glochidia of this mussel, we can use that in trying to recover this endangered species much more quickly than would have been possible using just the channel catfish alone.
Using blue catfish brought from the southern U.S. and female winged maple leaf, the researchers produced more than 10,000 mussels. Steingraber says blue catfish were once in the St. Croix, but locks and dams now prevent them from traveling up and down the Mississippi River as in the past. He says the fish carried the larva south in the winter and then back north in the spring, where they dropped off and grew to adults.
We probably wouldn't expect this natural process to occur until, say, late March, April, May, for these juveniles to fall off the gills of the fish in the natural environment. So what we really did here in the laboratory is we speeded up the process just by maintaining a constant warm water temperature.
Now they know the ideal host. Biologists plan to continue the work next fall at the Genoa National Fish Hatchery in an attempt to restore the endangered winged maple leaf mussel. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.